Hello, I'm Tom Hardy, and welcome to A Hardy Appetite. It's more than 100,000 varieties grow on every continent except Antarctica. It feeds more people than any other crop and has for thousands of years. And it can be the principal ingredient in a wide range of dishes ranging from appetizers to desserts. I'm talking about rice. It's not surprising that rice has become one of the major staples on the planet, feeding half the world's population, even though most of it is eaten within just 10 miles from where it's grown. Its yields are higher and more reliable than wheat. Its moisture content is low enough that it can be stored for long periods, as long as 10 years, in fact, and it tastes good when coupled with almost any sauce or cooking liquid. The origin of the cereal, for it is a cereal, is not completely clear. Some plant scientists speculate that all rice species have a common ancestor going back as far as 2 million years ago to the supercontinent Pangaea, before it broke up. More fanciful explanations probably arise from the fact that rice in many cultures is more than just a food, but part and parcel of the country's cultural fabric. China, where it's considered unlucky to leave even a few grains of rice uneaten at the end of a meal, is perhaps the most obvious case. According to Chinese legend, rice was given to humans in ancient times by a variety of animals, but in particular a dog. After terrible flooding wiped out all plants and there was no food left, the dog was seen running through fields with rice seeds stuck to its tail. The people plucked the seeds, planted them, and before long, hunger was no longer a problem. Whatever its origins, rice has become a major crop around the world, even here in Missouri, whose markets include, ironically, the banks of the Nile. We're not ready to change the state motto yet, but Have a Rice Day has a certain ring to it. This is Tom Hardy inviting you to visit our website for recipes to satisfy your hearty appetite.